Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, can you say it? I'm
sitting down with my own spin
class, nigga. Niggas be rhyming all day.
That's all I need.
God, shit.
16.
Okay, let's go.
Look. Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count hold a lot of substance. And then some been Duck City all day, cause that's where my kin from. We fear none, why worry when the end come? Tell them that it's over, your success more remote than a controller. Heard you rapping, roller, just know your best deserves a stroller. You may never grow up, your rhymes ain't shining like jewelry. Progression suck, stuck on the titty after puberty. Your verse is neat and Similac or a nipple from Jackie Joyner on the track. I could boil your bottles on my burners, I'm constantly furnace hot. No chill, couldn't withhold my flow with no guilt. Yet your whole style fishy on a scale from 1 to 10. These niggas negative 16. Hip hop has been a drought, I wonder how they get streamed. No matter, you not first string nor six man. My 16 to 16 to kickstand, you quicksand. Yeah, nah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Verse for verse, nigga, we been doing this shit, nigga.
Nigga 16, I don't need no extension.
Yo, we wait all day for you to say something hot, man.
Yeah, 16s, I don't need no extension. Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count hold a lot of substance and then some.
My 16s don't need no extendo. Duck hunting, been the G since Nintendo. Smart car bars rock, you steady spitting limos. Son of a bitch in the cop, you Eddie Winslow. My G is futuristic, see I keep a bimbo. She a nympho, we my fuck, I freak a mento. You know my people keep a bag of the himbo. The only thing legal be the pad when the pen flows. 616 homies, give me a full verse. Your 616s only come with a school nurse. If I tried, I couldn't do worse, you dirt. I'm about to give you worse, no doubt. Now you murk, it's over, I guess mean, light it L and spit 16. You niggas frail like the iPhone 6 screen. The mic on, they wanna speak all night long. Keep it brief, son, half short, twice strong, come on.
Nah, 16s, I don't need no extension. Nigga, 16, I don't need no extension. Yeah, 16s, I don't need no extension. Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count hold a lot of substance and then some.
Yo, 16 joints, I buck heads like Atlanta. Keep 16 on me like Joe Montana. You got some sweet 16s, we the 80 league. Did you a hot 16 from my favorite heat? Duck City might lose it, don't provoke them. Rap report card, got A's, call us Oakland. Bitch niggas rapping all day, got me dozing. Treat they wifey's panties like haze when I smoke them. Like your granny jerk a knot in your tail. Pull your bra like a box of L's, niggas soft cotton tail. Two L's, my J's cool, I rock your bills. Your big homie police calling Papa 12. My 16s, they don't need no extension, nigga. Your retired old flow need a pension, nigga. Yeah. Expensive hillbilly fly shit. Nigga, keep that shit short and sweet like my side bitch.
Nah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Ain't got 1,078 bars, ain't shit.
Nigga, 16, I don't need no extension.
Yo, we go hard, man. We fuck around.
Yeah, 16s, I don't need no extension. Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count hold a lot of substance and then some.
Shit, man, nobody got time for all that.
Keep that shit brief, little nigga.
Shit, man.
All right, you guys. We are here for another episode of Grown Folks Business, and I'm Queen B, and I'm excited to be here. We have an open forum this Saturday, and we're going to be touching on some topics. And we're going to be getting some facts and some information today. And that was a radio submission from Duck City, radio submission I received in my email. So shout out to those guys for rocking with Grown Folks Business on Grind Hard Radio. And I hope you continue to listen, and I hope you continue to submit. Maybe we can get you in here for an interview and sit down and talk to us a little bit about what's going on with Duck City. All right, you guys, I'm excited about today. We're going to have some hosts come in a little bit, and we're going to get into some of these open forum topics that we're going to get into. We got some sex topics, we got some money topics, and we got some politics. And we're going to get into those things, and we're going to talk about them. based on some things that I researched and that I found. And we're going to talk about those things. I'm excited to be here. It's Saturday. I hope you guys are being safe. I hope everybody is in their own glory. And if you're at the workplace, then, you know, get that money. Keep grinding because we need our grinders in the world. We got too many lazy people. We got too many lazy people. Y'all need to get off your ass and do something for yourself. All right? And we're going to get into some of this little fly, All I Ever Wanted. And we're going to come back and get into this open forum. So you guys don't go nowhere. Grown Folks Business Season 3 on Grind Hard Radio. We in here.
Yeah. The fly. Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Getting out the mud, trying to get rich, nigga. My partner, I throw you bloody. He don't fit the nigga. Yeah, I'ma say you need a feature. I need about 50, nigga. She gave me hair so long, I thought shivering, nigga. Had these niggas neck, and I ain't gon' let up. YK, we taking over, who gon' check us?
My crew,
ay, I'm down for my respect.
And what?
Ay, I'm down for my respect. Yeah, grinding all day long, hoping that we get blessed. Yeah. Nigga, feel my pain.
Yeah, yeah.
You came for nothing, then you feel my pain.
I came nothing.
Sippin' lean, looking at the rain. Yeah, no Damian Wayne, I'm breaking major pain.
Yeah.
The hater wanna see me fall, but I ain't gon' let them.
Ain't gon' let them.
Yeah. Just say I took my cash in the teller.
To the teller.
Wanna see me down, but I ain't gon' let them.
No.
No, I ain't gon' let them.
No, I ain't gon' let them.
Yeah, yeah. Hater wanna see me fall, yeah. That's a trope,
yeah.
That's a trope, yeah. Sipping on this lane, the double cup, I need two,
I need two,
I need two, yeah. Boy, you gonna make it, and that's word for my ducks, for my ducks. Cause all I ever wanted, yeah.
What you wanted, yeah.
All I ever wanted.
Oh,
hater wanna see me fall, and that's the truth,
yeah.
Boy, you gonna make it, and it's worth it from under. Sipping on this lane, and double cup, I need two. Cause all I ever wanted, when they cook, yeah. All I ever wanted, yeah. When they cook,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. All I ever wanted, yeah. When they cook,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. All I ever wanted, when they cook,
what you want,
yeah. All I ever wanted,
yeah.
When they cook.
We are back for our Season 3 Grown Folks Business Open Forum. And I am here with some of the hottest hosts ever since the internet wave. And I'm going to introduce everyone right now. We got DJ Sergeant Rockefeller from Mississippi. What's going on?
What's happening, Tweety? What's good, Grown Folks Business? You know what I mean? The business thing, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, man, it's gravy.
What's up with your rock? What's happening?
What's happening? Dude, is that Chop? That Chop over there?
What's up,
Chop Trill?
Nah, man, on a good Saturday, man. It's rainy in my area, man. So look at here, man. We got to make it popping.
Well, it's about time y'all got some of that rain, because it's been raining over here on my end for a whole week. You know what I mean?
Thank you for passing it down.
You need to stop. Oh, man, I can't even keep cleaning my truck hanging.
Straight up. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay. We got the God-hate rule in the house. What's happening?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just here, man, hanging out, man, see what y'all talking about, man. I have my little 2 cents to the situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, grown food, isn't it?
Man, hey, Rue's so cool with it, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling, you know what I'm talking about. Throw my little 2 cents in, you know what I mean? What's up, hey, Rue? What it do, man?
Oh, man, you know, just doing my thing, man, trying to get my little situations together, you know?
Okay. That's what's up.
Yes, ma'am. All right, and we got Sleepy Aloysius TV in the house. What's going on?
So what's going on? The Sleepy Aloysius version of Sleepy Aloysius TV. We're going to Georgia. What's up?
Sleepy Aloysius TV in the building. Know what I'm talking about? What's happening, man?
What's good? What's bad?
Oh, man, we just hanging. Cool Saturday. So we're going to turn this thing up, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And, of course, we got our own Chop Trill. What's happening, Chop?
Nothing much, babe. I just really was just trying to figure out the Carly Red situation, you know?
Okay, what you trying to figure out?
Huh?
Carly Red?
What you trying to...
Yeah.
What you trying to figure out,
I'm just trying to see what y'all got going, man. I thought that was pretty cool, man.
I mean, we cool. Ain't no beef between looking like that. You know, I just did like it was Flashback Friday. And I decided to play some of the old shows that I had. Some of the older people that I had interviewed, whatever.
Right.
And I just
I'm gonna have to ask y'all if y'all listening, y'all gotta go out there and check that out, man. That was tight though.
Yeah. I just wanted to come back and talk to her. She said she would, and I just want to know what's going on. So if you listen to Carly Red, hit us up. You know, we're trying to see what's happening. Okay. All right, Terry Nicole is supposed to be here soon, you guys, with a spoken word for us. And whenever she gets here, I'm just going to kind of pull her in here. But we're going to get into the sex topic, you guys, okay? I got three that I'm trying to get into. And the first one is, and I want each of you guys' opinion on this. Can you learn to be passionate about someone if there is no chemistry at first? Okay, everybody got the question?
Yeah, I can. I can relate to that one right there, man. I guess, you know what I'm saying? I guess it goes with who you are as a person prior to, you know what I'm saying, how you deal with certain things, you know. When I think about the question, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know, everything is like pretty much sight and attraction, and, you know, and you build from that. So... I guess you could say yeah. I would say yeah, because simple fact that goes with your sense of pride, your character, and based on just you know, just really trying to get a person to take a lifetime to get to know somebody, you know what I'm saying? So I say yeah to that.
Okay. Chop says yes. Okay, we're gonna move it over to the God. Hey, Ruth. Can you learn to be passionate about someone if there's no chemistry at first?
I don't believe so, man. I think that passion and chemistry, man, it's like it's either something you have or you don't have. You know, it's not like relationships are not really a science experiment. It's like you have that thing with somebody, and it's like you can't force that. You can't pretend that it's like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could have acrobatic sex, you can, you know, jump around in the bed and, you know, do a bunch of stuff, man. You can learn to like somebody or even genuinely love them over time, I believe. But passion is something, man, that, like, it's there. Like, the chemistry is there from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's got to be some type of spark. So I don't believe so, personally.
Okay,
you got it. I mean, I wouldn't waste my time to find out, so, you know.
Good point.
Okay. All right. Sleepy
Owl
Wishes, what do you think?
We can cuss on here, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
He just had to ask.
I'm a little extra route, man, but I bring the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, hey,
right.
The question. As long as she can suck a good dick, I can learn to be passionate.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
hey,
like a song I got. She do it for me. She do it for me. Now I know.
She a little crazy, you know. Every time I come over, about 3-5 kids over here, and they never quiet.
Gotta get used to.
I'm gonna try to work this out for the benefit of us.
Okay. Well, for me, it's a no. Because I just, you know, if it ain't no chemistry in the beginning, you cut off. I don't even, it don't go no further. Not with me.
Okay.
No. Yeah, so it's a no for me. But I'm going to play you guys, and this came from Oprah.com, and this is from Johanna. She's a host of Oxygen Talk Sex, and we're going to play her response.
According to Oprah, if a couple like each other, have fun together, and basically have a good relationship. They shouldn't call it quits if everything is good but the sex. Chemistry can grow if you give each other permission to learn about yourself as a sexual human being and to communicate your desires. That's probably better than falling for someone in a mad, passionate heat, because when you realize you don't actually like each other, sex is the first thing to go, and then you have nothing.
Interesting.
I think that's interesting that she said that, but at the same time, passion and chemistry is two different things. Let's clear that up right now. You know what I'm saying? When you are passionate about someone, you ride or die. You don't give a fuck. You know what I'm talking about? You just very passionate about someone. But when you have good chemistry with someone, then that means you pretty much can deal with life and work good together. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, of course, if you attracted to them, you know, a motherfucker might be a fine motherfucker, a motherfucker might be a fat motherfucker. But, you know, it's chemistry all over the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, everybody's always alluding to the sex. And, you know, passionate sex and chemistry sex, that's two different things. Because when you making passionate love to a motherfucker, you ain't playing. But if you just know what make this person tick in the bed, then that means you got good chemistry. It doesn't necessarily mean you passionate about this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of twisted in a way.
Yeah. It really is.
I mean, I kind of misunderstood the question a little bit, because it's like the way they talking, they're not talking about passion, they're talking about sex, purely sex. Basically what, you know what I'm saying, I got from what she said was the fact that if the first time you have sex with somebody, it ain't like explosions and all of that shit. It's like, and it's not because you don't like the person, it's about like they ain't doing what you like them to do. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, I can teach a woman to like suck me how I want to be sucked. You know what I'm saying? Or I can lick her.
Right.
She can tell me, no, lick that, bite that, do whatever. And we can learn
right.
all of that. You feel what I'm
right.
saying? But it's like, I thought the question was about something else. Because to me, it's like, when I meet you, it's like either we click or we don't click. I don't waste time trying to, like, you know, put my little round peg into no square hole. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to just move on.
Right.
So that's what I thought the question was about. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of missed
it. Yeah, that's how I looked at it, too. That's how I was looking at it. But, you know, we ain't going to go no further if it ain't no chemistry.
Americans probably watch more porn than any nation in the world, but they don't talk about it with their own partners. It's too personal, too private. They're afraid that if they reveal anything about themselves, it will be used against them as a weapon in argument. You're a slut, just like your mother, according to Sue Johansson.
I mean, a dude is quick to tell a woman, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, man, you know, one of my little fantasies is to have a threesome, whatever. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And a woman will be sitting there looking at him, thinking to herself, like, I would like to have two dudes, too. But now when I tell you this, you're going to look at me like I'm some kind of slut or something and shit. Or you're going to say all of this crazy stuff to me. So I'm going to keep this to myself. You dig what I'm saying? Or I got these other fantasies, man, that involve other people or these different things that I know your so-called freaky-ass closet straight-laced motherfucking ass really ain't with. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it amazes me how dudes go to a strip club or join these little chat groups that are for freaks only, et cetera, man, and meet a woman over there and then try to, like, cuff her and be upset when she want to do all the things that y'all been talking about doing in the group. When she posts that picture of a chick getting hit from the back and sucking the dick, she's not joking. She mean that.
Right.
You dig what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
And so why get with that chick if you don't want to do that? See, I'm a different type of dude, man. I'm not going to engage in no type of man-on-man type of love and shit. But when I'm 70, 80 years old, sitting on the porch with the woman I'm with, I don't want to have no maybe I should have tried that. Or I don't want no woman looking at me regretting, like, the stuff that I didn't let her do after all the stuff I did. Because at the end of the day, man, somebody in a relationship unfulfilled, is we gonna find ways to fulfill that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like a nigga sneaking out to the car, man, to eat a hamburger because this woman is a vegetarian and shit and won't cook nothing. You know,
so right,
it's gonna
right.
happen. You feel what I'm saying? It's like I don't settle, so it's like I don't really have a problem with it. But I think that's one of the biggest reasons behind that, man, is that, you know, people are really judgmental, and it's really hard to open up about what you really like, what you don't like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it went from, oh, licking ass was cool and everybody doing this and that to, like, this new underground movement of, like, oh, you nasty, you lick ass, or you let somebody lick your ass, you gay, or you this, or you that, or this and that. And so it's like, man,
right.
you know, you got different groups of people, man, you know what I'm saying? Black people are so confused, and I say black people mostly because, you know what I'm saying, like, you got, that's who on the show. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get to talking about what other people do because they're not here to speak up for themselves. But I mean, as you know, mostly brothers on here, I'm sure, you know, we got partners and we all know that shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
We extra homophobic and all that other shit. We went from pissing, trying to pee on each other when we was drunk as teenagers and shit, peeing on the wall, to like, man, I'm another motherfucker in the room with his penis out, man. Just, that's just such a giant turn off. Man, shit. Huh. Man, fuck all that. That bitch, she with the wrong mother. And that's true, she is with the wrong dude. But don't try to lock her down, though. Don't keep telling her, like, oh, bitch, you nasty. Make her mad because she won't do what you want. You don't want her making you mad because you don't eat pussy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's crazy that you speak on that. I had that situation happen to me. I'm chopping it up with this chick. Actually, I met her after a club and shit. I get her number. Go to the crib. I call her up. She like, she bad as fuck. I'm like, she telling me, the only way I'm going to fuck with you is that, you know what I'm saying, you take it in the ass. I'm like, what the fuck? It's click, you know what I'm saying? I'm
wow.
Like, no, what she was like, we have to have a threesome, and she trying to explain to me. Yeah, no, real talk. I'm telling y'all some real shit, man. Like,
damn.
She telling me the only way that I can fuck with her is that we do a threesome. And it gotta be two guys on a girl. And everything
what?
Goes. Yeah, man. So I'm like, I'm out. For that reason, I'm out. You know
wow.
what I'm saying? That shit was fucked up. That shit was fucked up.
Yeah.
And then when I look at the whole question of the thing, I feel like bottom line, it's like with the taboo shit, it sounds to me it's just like either I bust it open for the water bill or it's nothing.
Wow. Okay. I don't know.
No,
I think it's
shit.
Up to
that's
I think
that's what
shit.
I got out of
it. You got to take into
that's
consideration too the person that you dealing with, man, because you know what I'm saying. I mean, you got women that love anal sex, but they know a lot of dudes don't get into that, you know, because of their phobia or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm to the extreme with my shit. If you want me to pump you in the ass, goddamn it, I'm gonna pump you in the ass. But I'm gonna damn sure hit that pussy now. Don't think your ass just gonna get all the goddamn love and nothing. No, I'm going for that pussy hole.
No,
that's what I'm aiming
time
for
out.
Anyway.
Time out. You missed what Brother Man was talking about. Brother Man wouldn't tell what you hitting her in the ass. She was talking about.
No, I know what he said.
Look,
I know what he
yeah,
said.
You was trying to explain to
said.
Me. What she considered a threesome is. I'm like, bitch,
right.
That ain't a threesome, bitch.
No,
that's a porno
no,
flick.
No,
that's
no,
a porno flick.
For real.
Bro,
you know,
honestly,
how you gonna be like that with somebody and you
no,
just met them?
No,
and then you trying to explain
honestly,
to them, like, well, in order to fuck with me, this is what you gonna have to do. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And then, you know, half the time, it, right. And then it's like, he wasn't looking for that. That came to him like that. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah,
it'd have been
no,
a different thing
you,
if he'd have said that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
But
time
this is what she's saying. You know what I mean?
Why do the man get to introduce the sex topic, though? She introduced the sex topic, what she like. I know dudes that tell a chick, I only fuck with bi chicks. Nine times out of ten, her situation was this. She already had a dude. Her dude was a bisexual dude, and they was looking for somebody to join. They were little sex lapades and shit. You feel
yep,
what I'm
yep.
saying? And that's what the situation
right.
was. They was inviting somebody in. Because at the end of the
right.
day, that's technically, that's what a threesome is. Three people having sex with each other. That's why
yeah.
a female's fantasy of having two dudes is not a threesome. She just wants two dudes. It's not about a
right.
threesome. A threesome is three people having sex with each other. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
That's exactly
right.
The terminology. That's why they don't call two men having sex with a woman and not each other a threesome. You feel what I'm saying? Nine times out of ten, you know, they got the trolls and couples. They got them out there like that. You know what I'm saying? The dude that look for people like he show you pictures of his fine broad and get you all hyped up about how both of y'all can like do these things to her, and he don't tell you like, but yeah, bro, man, you know, why you hit?
Yeah, let's not say that it was.
You
gonna
look over your shoulder? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that type of thing. So it's like people into that, like. I don't even knock her. I ain't mad at her. That's what they into. I salute them, man, and they lifestyle. That's their life choices. Ain't nothing wrong with that if that's what they want to do. I don't judge anybody, whatever they do. You dig what I'm saying? But, bro, man, wasn't into it. He did the right thing. He handled how he wanted to handle. He could have been like, oh, bitch, you nasty, filthy, conky mouth bitch. He said, click, I'm out of here. Ain't even no need of you to waste time talking because nothing I can say from this point forward is going to be productive. So I respect that. But, you know, it's, hey, man, it is what it is.
Yeah, but when a woman says what her fantasy is or what she want to do, why is it okay when a woman said you expect the woman to say it, but when the dude said, you know, a lot of women don't get out like that. You know what
Hell
I'm saying?
No.
Shit, man.
Hey, like you get nothing. Clack.
For real. Like,
yeah, but I mean some women just want them and they do. That's just how it is. Some dudes just want them and they woman. That's just how it is. Some people, their fantasy is just doing stuff with their partner somewhere else and they don't involve other people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's not uncommon though. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, you're going to meet that right chick that's cool as fuck, but when you start talking about her and another chick, she's going to look at you like, bruh, time out, man.
You
hollering at the wrong, just us. If I ain't good enough for you or I ain't enough for you, then you need somebody else. You dig what I'm saying?
Well, bitch, I don't need a dick in the bed with me.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it is. So it's like, that's how it goes. That's what they say.
Yeah,
it's
straight
like
up.
At the end of the day, man, that's how a female feel. Like, I don't need another pussy in here. If this pussy in mouth can't satisfy you, then you know what I'm saying? You need somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And then the fucking thing about it is 99% of the niggas, man, that be wanting two women, he ain't even putting work in on baby right. Like, you ain't barely satisfying the one chick you got. Like what you going to do with two? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. What you going to do with this second chick? Like, I'm going to be like, now I'm only going to get a quarter of satisfaction. I was only getting a half.
You ain't gonna have all that power up for two motherfuckers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't, and if you hitting another motherfucker that ain't your girl, and you hitting them better than your girl, something wrong with that picture. Because ain't no way I'm gonna give somebody else my love that I give to my girl. Shit. Fuck
it was my birthday, man. Let me tell you, it was my birthday one time, and I had these two thick ass chicks. You know what I'm saying? Thick ass, damn near fat. I ain't gonna lie. Tell the truth, shame.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? It's my birthday, but they cute as fuck, though. And I'm like, all right, it's my birthday. Whoopity whoop. And she like, oh, she in the corner setting up shit with her homegirl. She bring her homegirl over there. And I'm like, all right, let's do this shit. Fucking right. I ain't no square. I ain't no fucking punk. I'm going to show you what's happening. Get them both in the bed.
Right.
I get them both in the bed. We butt ass naked. And the homegirl come out with a pretty pussy. And I'm like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? So I beat the homegirl up. Then when I go to get on her, which I've been fucking, it was like, limp. Then the homegirl come, I'm like, I'm ready. It was like new pussy or something. I don't know what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of do, I get your point for her. You know what I'm saying? Nigga can't handle two of them. I was like, that's how I really felt. I ain't going to lie. I'm like, damn. A threesome came up, and I'm like, damn, I couldn't even perform the way I thought I could. But I did beat the other pussy. I did beat the other bitch up real nice.
Yeah. it was more attractive to you. The pussy looked too pretty. He was like, shit,
was
I got to beat this
pretty.
Motherfucker.
It was new pussy, Aquafina. I'm like, okay, bet.
But your girl, like, you don't want no more.
Oh, she talking about me, but guess what? Do. Homegirl knocking the door down. I'm like, yeah, that's what she was coming from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It fucked me up. And I really, every time I see him together, I was like, damn, I need to redeem myself. What's up with it? Come on, let's do it again. Both of you bitches up this time.
You don't get no do-overs.
No. He was like, I ain't damn. Fucking with you. I was like, all right, I'm going to just knock you off one by one.
Okay, you guys, we're going to move on to our next question. And this one is kind of fun because I want to know if you guys do this. Okay, what's the latest on sex toys? Like, do you incorporate sex toys into your own personal sex? Or do you have sex toys? Like, you know, because they got the... They got the pussy that they sell at the little sex store. Like, from my understanding, they feel really real. Like, you know, if you were to put on some of that little warming gel or what have you, it's like really real. So I, you know, it goes on both ways when we say sex toys now. So don't get it twisted.
Well, I don't think the sex toy can do a kinkle.
So I just want to know. Okay, we're gonna start with, let's see, Sleepy Aloysius. Do you or don't you?
Yeah, I'm with that shit, especially if he got some, because unless he starts fucking around with it, she won't use them toys by herself as much.
Okay.
I'm welcome.
Okay.
I mean, why not? It's a
great thing to do. Shit, man, I got a motherfucking sex toy closet, man, and a Batman utility belt in this bitch.
I learned from that a while back. You know, a man can't have them because, you know, the chick might be like, well, who else you been using this shit on? You got to make sure she go get it.
You fucking with the wrong chicks, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I pull that shit out of holster and spend it. You got a motherfucking pistol grip on it. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You trigger. You step on that motherfucking leg spread. You know what I'm saying? Man saluting. You know what I'm saying? Like the presidential coochie. Like, what's up? And then the nigga be like, hands up, don't move. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Turn around and spread them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, motherfucker be in one hole, pistol grip in the other hole, like, what's up? What's up? Don't move, I'll blow you away, don't move. Yeah, so you got to have some shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Got to be on your game, man. I got cuffs, I got extra rope, I got twine,
damn.
I got nipple clamps, I got suspension tubes. I got stretchers.
He got extra rope. God damn.
I got a motherfucking, I got a surgical table. You feel what I'm saying?
Actual toys. Like, you know what I'm saying? The little vibrators and the little tickler.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all of that, man. Ben White balls. You feel what I'm saying? Ben White balls, a motherfucking magic wand. The mother a suction toy so we could have our own little. She want two of them. I slap it on the wall and back up on it and throw her. You know what I'm saying? She want three. I put them top to bottom. Slap them on there. Yeah, man. Look, I'm telling you, bro. It's like this here, man. You ain't got to be. This 2016, man. If a nigga can't go up under his bed, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, my thing is, man, sometimes motherfucker be, like, going in, like, and be like, man, look here. You know, she doing real good down there, man, and shit. I'm trying to reach and rub, and I can't get to it because my arm kind of tired because I'm pulling her hair or something. You know, I'm going to slap something in there. Just plug it in and slap it in the hole. And it just, you know.
Stop thinking.
And look, and just being 100, if you ain't hit the chick, man, with a vibrator in their butt, the tingling on your man. It's look.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna drop the mic on that note though, but you know y'all do.
Okay, let's see. Chap, toys, no toys.
Shit. I went to the store once before, and you know the little ring thing. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had got the little ring thing that go around you or whatnot, and it vibrates at the same time. And that's far as I ever went. And I had a chick that, you know, she was telling me, you know how niggas is in the bed. Like, yeah, hey, I'm going to do some shit you ain't never had done before. And you thinking of everything you could think of, you know what I'm saying? So she had her toy. So I'm like, damn, this is a good way for me to eat the pussy and fuck her at the same time. And so who topping that? Who topping that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's far as I got with toys. And I say I'm getting over there to that point where I would say I'll be all for that. Because I want to beat that next cat of ever feeling the way I make you feel. So bitch, I know this dumb cat ain't did this him. So here it is.
That's what I'm saying. Because they be walking around like crackheads when I'm done with them and shit. Talking about, man,
just straight up. They be like, God damn, it ain't going to happen like that ever again.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to give you some more shit. They got these little strap-ons that go around the thighs. Listen to what I'm saying. They go around your thighs, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can bounce a chick on each thigh. You dig what I'm saying?
Ew.
I still play with your Johnson. You know what I'm saying? It's just go.
Sound like Twister.
I'm talking about, look here, bro. It's stuff out there, man. I can't make this shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I can't make this shit up.
Okay, so I just
have to. He has some big ass thing.
Say what, Tweety?
So I just have toys and no toys.
Okay, now, this is me. I'm a freaking individual. I don't give a fuck what a woman wants. She can get it fucking with me. But I don't own no toys. And if a woman has her own toys, of course I'm going to help her play with her shit, with her own shit. But I'm not going to the store to buy nothing.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
God damn it. You getting pure. You getting pure. You getting pure 100% USDA grade A choice Mississippi wood. I'm not going to the store to buy a motherfucking thing. Now, a woman can go get that shit, and yeah, I have fun making her do all types of stupid shit that she ain't never did before. But to say that I'm going to own any personal toys for any goddamn thing, oh, hell the fuck, no. No.
Well, I love toys. Love the
wiggity wiggity
rabbit. I love the rabbit.
You're a woman. You're supposed to love the toys.
Yeah,
shit.
Love toys.
They make them for y'all. Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
That is.
They make them for everybody.
Look, I'm not sticking my dick in no plastic pussy. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. I mean, I done seen that shit.
No,
I know what Hebrew talking about. They got a whole bunch of shit out there, but I just can't
do it. That ain't what she talking about. It's like this here. I'm going to tell you something. Nigga, a sex toy done saved a nigga from getting somebody else and his woman pussy more times than you know. Sex toys done saved a woman from going out cheating a million times while a nigga was somewhere else doing something else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nigga need to have a National Sex Toy Day on Facebook. It done saved more marriages than you know what I'm saying, shit, than Dr. Phil shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking sex toys save motherfuckers' lives when they don't even know it. Sex toy is like a bulletproof vest, man.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to play her response on this, and we're going to see what she has to say. And then we're going to take a short break. You guys are going to sit the music here. We're going to come back and go talk money, all right?
So many people are using them. Vibrators have helped some women have orgasms for the first time. And since women now expect sexual pleasure, it makes sense that they would buy sex toys. The rabbit habit is the most famous. There's a shaft to penetrate with vibrating pearls that stimulate the opening of the vagina and the two ears that tickle the clitoris. Vibrators also are getting smaller. There's one that slides over a fingertip, so it's easy to incorporate into sex with a partner and less like having a third party there. Some are stealth toys, like the Vibra Pen a ballpoint with the vibrator on the tip. There's the stowaway, which means comes in a plastic case that makes it look like makeup to avoid embarrassment with airport security. Every woman should own at least one sex toy. It's like buying a tennis racket. You may not end up playing tennis, but why not try it? According to Rachel Vinnie and Claire Cavana.
Okay. So that was their thoughts on the sex toys. Don't women get orgasms for the first time? The sex toys. How about that? All right, you guys.
I can say that's true.
Yeah, you think
Oh, one more thing before I go. They got this joint called the WeBot. So chick can Bluetooth that motherfucker to her. What you said? She can Bluetooth
this
that
man, he'll know some
her
shit.
Phone. Listen, and you can download an app, and you can play with your woman pussy, man, in Africa.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They got a site for that. They got a site for that. Them girls be doing the live webcam. They like you feel some tokens and shit, and it make it vibrate.
No, this is an app, bro. This some private stuff. It's an app right here. You download the app.
That's what it is.
You got one on
you.
Y'all need some serious help. Okay, we're gonna get into this top model, you guys. I'm gonna come back and we're gonna talk money. So don't go nowhere. Fall, folks.
Want y'all ladies out there to know that you can be a top model. in your own little world. So come chill with us and pop a bottle and let's roll.
Soko, that Florida boy, and I'm always rocking out with my baby girl, Tweety B, on Grown Folks Business Saturdays, every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on Grindhard Radio. If you're missing out, you losing. And you know this?
All right, you guys, we are back for more Grown Folks Business Season 3 Open Forum. And the guy, Hey Rue, had to leave. He told me he could only be here for an hour. So salute and thank you very much. Coming to give us your thoughts on this open forum today. Okay, you guys, we're going to talk some money now, and I'm going to try to tell you some ways that you can save some money. Now, I'm going to ask each of you to tell me one way that you've learned over the years of how you can personally save money. So, like, we'll start with Sleepy Aloysius. What's something that you do to save money?
Sleepy.
Oh,
are you there?
My bad. Yeah, I'm here. Repeat the question. Repeat the question one more time. I caught half of it.
He done fell asleep.
Okay. No, I'm in here trying to save some money right now. I'm trying to make sure I got the question all the way good. Go ahead.
Yeah, give us one way that you use to save money at your house or with you.
Exactly what I thought. At home. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to cook something at home.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I save a lot because I used to eat out every day because I was working like two jobs all the time. So it really wasn't no problem. But when you sit back and look at it, I'm like, man, like $10 to $15 a day on something to eat somewhere. Yeah. You can go ahead and hit that grocery store up.
Okay.
All right, Sergeant Rock, what's something you do to save money?
What I do to save money, when it's time to save money, I just don't spend no money.
Okay.
You know, ain't no sense in trying to keep up with everybody and what everybody's doing if you know you got necessary business that you know you got to handle, and it takes money to do that. So me, I sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, put my little bread up. And, you know, stack it here and there, just leave it there. And then when I'm ready for it, I go get it, and I handle my business. But the best way for me to save money is to just not spend no money at all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. God, hey, Rue, you back with us?
Yeah, man. I'm here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what's something that you do to save money?
I mean, it's like one of the biggest expenses, man, around. It's like I do little small shit, man. Like I turn off the power and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like I cook, you know. That's the major thing. I cook. I really don't, you know, do the fast food shit too much. You know, when I do, I got the hook up. So, you know,
right.
I ain't spending nothing there. But, you know, at the same time, man, it's like I cook, man. You know, I mean, I cook. And I turn shit off, too. You know, I turn shit off. It ain't always, you know what I'm saying, like lights and shit, small shit like that. I'm real conscious about shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like I turn shit off like that.
Okay. Well, let's see. Who else? Chop, what do you do to save money?
I had that to happen, like, as far as thinking about all the ways to save money. And what I done is, like, I was like, shit, these folks getting a lot of my money. So what I need to do to figure out what's going on, so I called the electric company. And I asked them, how much is the light percentage of my bill? And I got the whole roster of, you know, what energy pertains in certain devices and certain, like the TV. You got your light bulb, which is 3% of your light bill. That's like almost the most, that's the highest of anything that you can have in your house. And then they say like 1% of having things plugged up, you have 1%. It's always running 1%. And man, I went as far as going out to my meter, looking at the meter. I'm like, okay, I got this plugged up. I'm finna go see how fast this motherfucker's spinning. You know what I'm saying? So I go out there and check it out, and then at the same time I got the little roster that you could download it on any like your electric company website and stuff like that. So that was my main concern, was the electric, you know, because everything electric in your household. So I'm like, all right, let me go and let me see if I can run some numbers on this and save some money. And it did real good compared to my bill, because now I was like, you know, monitoring everything and all my usage. So that was something I did. And of course, mute this later on. I buy food stamps, y'all. Nah.
Shit. Everybody around the United States do that shit.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, this is like 11 ways that you can save money. And this, some of this was mentioned from you guys. I personally got a problem. I try to save money, but I don't have it. It's never enough money. You know, it's just never enough money at my house.
Right.
So, okay, right. Here's 11 ways that you can save money. Okay, if you save 50 cents a day and loose change, in 1 month you'll have $15, and 1 year it'll be $180. That's 50 cents a day. Okay, if you cut on soda and pop consumption by a liter a week, that's $6 a month and $72 a year. And that's just pop, you guys. Like, you know, I think everybody could do a liter a month. Yeah, that's a lot, ain't it? Okay,
you know what? Now that you said that, that's a very interesting figure there. You know what I'm saying? Because people consume a lot of acid and Coca-Cola and Sprite and Pepsi and shit. You know what I'm saying? People, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, people trying to get that caffeine and keep it going. You know, so you grab a pop or you grab coffee, but which is the next thing? It says at work, substitute one coffee for one cappuccino, and by doing this, you guys, you will save $40 a month and $480 a year. This is a coffee, you guys.
Cappuccino coffee that much? Cappuccino, how like that? Because I don't drink this shit.
Coffee is expensive. You go somewhere like Starbucks or something, you easily pay $4 or $5 for a good cup of coffee.
Damn. But,
yeah.
Damn. That's like going to the club buying a mixed drink. God damn.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, and the number four thing, I think I heard it, bring lunch to work, and that's saving like an estimated $3 a day, which is $60 a month and $720 a year.
Wow.
I take your lunch to work. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that, yeah. We don't
know. Hey, I got this other thing, too, that it's a saving budget, which is like, you'll have almost like $2,500 for 4 weeks, and you increase your savings every 4 weeks. And that's a saving budget that I'm actually learning from my brother. And, man, it works. It definitely works. And that's a good good thing to do prior to saving money and having more money. Saving budget.
Another thing I just got hip to is this app called Groupon. Groupon. It's the app for like coupons and shit for like going to the movies or bowling or skating or a little event like concerts or whatever, whatnot. Also, electronics, you name it, earrings, fragrances, any little thing right now, any little thing you think of, it's a big ass coupon for everything. It saves out on a lot.
So that's a way to save, too, you guys. You're looking for the coupons. and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But the number five thing is eat out two fewer times a month than normal. And this will save you $30 a month, $360 a year. And for people that like to read books, you can borrow a book from the library or whatever instead of buying one a month, and that will save you $15 a month and $180 a year. And as far as comparison, when you're shopping for gas, you got to compare prices because that can save you like 25 cents a gallon and $4 a month and $48 a year as far as gas is concerned. And maintain a checking account minimum to avoid fees. And that will save you $7 a month and $84 a year by doing that. And bounce one less check a month, and that will save you $20 a month, $240 a year.
And they would say bounce one less check?
A month. One less check.
Damn.
Which will save you $20 per less check you do.
Damn.
Right. It says pay your credit card bill on time to avoid late fees, which is usually about $25, saving you like $300 a year. And that's important. You got to pay your credit card bill on time. And you won't be credited everything you know you ain't got the money for.
Right.
Know what?
Right. So it says pay off $1,000 in credit card debt, and this will reduce the interest on the credit cards, saving you $15 a month and $180 a year. So those are some ways that you guys we can save money. And I thought they were good things. And so just remember that. Yeah, remember that. Remember how much you're saving a year, because I was looking at the year stuff and it was like, man, did we actually spend this much in just this little stuff?
Right.
So.
And then, you know, we use the same stuff every day. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of that stuff, you know, we do use on a daily basis. And you don't really think about, you know, well, maybe if I cut this out after a year, how much would I have? You know what I'm saying? Because it's just stuff that you use. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, you know, you're going to wake up, you know, you're going to want something to drink. So you have a choice. You're either going to drink water, or you're going to go to the store and buy a pop, or you're going to get a juice from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Smart water, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, I know I got to have it. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to even just fathom those numbers that you just came out with, because those comparisons was like, damn, for real?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a trip. You know what I mean?
That's true. Okay, you guys. Now, I ask you to all think of a topic that you may want to get into. So we're going to do that right now. And if we have time, we're going to touch on this seven important qualities to look for in a president, because I think that's important, because a lot of us don't even know what we're supposed to be looking for in a good president. So I thought I would bring that to the forefront. But we're going to get to the topic right now. So we're going to start with the guy, Hey Rule. Give us the topic.
Oh, yeah. My topic is... Has anybody noticed that they got these new, like, situationships? Like, people get together for, like, Netflix and chill or what have you, man. And, like, somebody get over your house and they look around, see you got a nice spot. Then they come back and they come back and they come back. And y'all fucking doing what y'all doing. But the next thing you know, it's like they living there and you, like, in a relationship with somebody you really don't even know. Like, males and females are experiencing this now.
Wow.
Have you heard of this, or do you know anybody that's going through this right now?
I don't know nobody going through no shit like that. You know, if you invite somebody to your house and then all of a sudden they living with you, you obviously want them there. You know what I'm saying? Because if we Netflix and then we chilling, that's all we going to do. You know what I'm saying?
I knew somebody that went through that out of nowhere, like, within 2 weeks, this girl was in the house, her and her kids, and I was like, dude, are you fucking serious? He's like, yeah, you know, we stay at my house, and then we stay at her crib, and probably like a month later, she didn't have her crib no more. She was at his house. I was like, man, you got it. You even see something like that, you try to lick at the dude, like, you weak as hell. Ain't no way in the, I can't do it. But then you got some dudes that's like that, you know what I'm saying? And Usually they might just be pressing up on some fat girl because they can't stay at their mama house no more. But you know what I'm saying? You can't knock her.
Okay. All right. Who's next?
Just to keep it in the line of it, the same thing, like, have you ever, like, seen or came across a girl that was just a sperm, just wanted your sperm and that was it? Just wanted a baby. Just because of maybe how you living, or maybe even just, you know, I don't know, to even share your sperm with another relationship, which they, you know, that person couldn't have kids, or this person is a woman, you know, bisexual, and just kind of just looking for to eat your sperm up, and that's it.
Yep, wow. My baby mama.
You know, yep, what kind of women are you
involved? You sure right. You sure motherfucking right.
Jesus.
I mean, there are some women out here like that, man, that be gaming on these brothers, you know what I'm saying, just to get pregnant by them, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason. You know what I mean? It might be because they got good hair. I mean, I've heard some of the most outlandish reasons that females wanted to get pregnant by certain dudes growing up, just in Mississippi alone. You know what I'm saying?
Because he bright skinned. Because he bright skinned.
Right, right. He's a pretty boy.
He showed more of ether in his bloodline or something.
Right, right. Or like I said, he might have good hair. Oh, he got good hair. We make some pretty babies. Come on, man. Really?
Yeah. That's crazy. Crazy. I don't think I know nobody like Fat Chop. Not that I know.
Yeah.
You know they
out
here
making the bar.
Just
for that.
Them
they ain't making the bar that high.
Damn.
Now wait a minute, Tweety. Now you know you a female. Now you got to know this. Now there are some men.
Yeah, you
got to
know something.
There are some men out there now that would love. Now it's some men out there that would love to pump a baby in you, and they'll try to sneak and do it, bust a rubber.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Mike. They just gonna keep it. They're gonna keep a chick or keep a nigga. That shit don't
right.
happen.
Yeah.
They trying to hit pay dirt.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, they trying to make the seed growing mounts of waves, pockets, life, living, and the whole nine.
Right.
How you living?
Oh, God.
I guess you could call that a gold digger, but a sperm sucking.
A sperm
wait, hold
digger.
Up. My cousin said it best. A scum, cum skeeting. Booty eating, booty crushing motherfucker, or some shit like that.
Okay, Sergeant Rock, give us a topic. Give us a topic quickly.
All right. what y'all think about, the R. Kelly situation, his 50-year-old ass dating his 18, 19-year-old girl, talking about they finna get married. What y'all think about that shit?
First off, he shouldn't have let his wife go. She still got skills. Y'all seen that video?
He like what he like.
He like
him young, you know? That's his thing. And you know,
he also like him white. He also like him white. He also like him white.
But everybody know that. So, I mean... ain't nobody surprised if that's
what
you're asking.
Right. If he really did that damn man messing with an 18-year-old in the open time, he's going to get mad. He really just dry snitched on himself.
Well,
I mean, it's not even a surprise, though, man. At the end of the day, man, the dude always wanted something young. He finally got to a point where he realized he had to wait till they get legal. And he old enough now that it don't make no difference. I've been stopped fucking with that dude. If you listen
this
to
my,
the
this my
show
thing on
here,
that, though.
I've been say the dude is a child molester. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. The dude is a pedophile. The dude seeks out young chicks fascinated with his celebrity, man, and takes advantage of them and shit, man. The dude is a scum bucket ass motherfucker, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. He could sing his ass off, make good music. I get a motherfucker that. But other than that, he a scum bucket ass dude, man. You dig what I'm saying? And motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck. Niggas be trying to embrace a nigga because he a nigga. Fuck that nigga, man. He abused black people. Young black girls. That's who he abused. The nigga's a scum bucket.
Okay, but this the kicker, though. The new chick he got now, she's not black. The new chick he got now, she's not black, she's white.
Because young black girls stay away from that motherfucker. They daddy showing pictures of like they showing pictures of the pedophiles in the community and shit. That's why. That's why. Young black girls
so
ain't fucking this old.
So he had to cross over because all the black people pretty much left him for dead.
Man,
he
look,
had to cross
even though,
over.
Hell yeah.
Look, even though people publicly supported the motherfucker because he was black, and, you know, black people, we always the victims. You dig what I'm saying? The nigga,
right.
Man, the nigga, man, he know, man. I just don't
know. Yeah,
know,
he taking,
he's
taking,
like
he
that
taking
in
the innocent.
Yeah,
he's taking the innocent.
Like,
you got to watch who you have sex with because some, like, someone like that in a high expectation of life and having things, I promise you, the sex is not just, it's something seriously wrong with him, but it's also demonized to a certain point to where, you know, you got to watch who you have sex with because, you know, people take certain types of energy in when having sex.
Man,
and that's the energy
right.
that he used.
Speak
and I think, like, real spiritually far as compared to how he is, how big he is, like, you know, it goes back to selling your soul you know what I'm saying? And compared
right.
to that. When
that's
he
what
he talked to these
the
young women,
all of them
he could take it. He could take them from that. He could take them, their innocence from that. And he's the overhaul of, you know, taking that innocence and giving it to the right entity of whichever reason he fucking this young girl. You know what I'm saying? And that's if that's his stardom or if that's him jumping back out to make a new hit song, he's taking that energy from that child to be able to do the things that he's doing. And I'm gonna rest my word on that.
Okay.
Wow, son of a bitch.
All right.
Straight up. Straight up. Real talk. Real talk, man. It's shit out there, man, that we, you know, we got our guardian angels that fight and protect us and stuff like that from a lot of different things, but you also got other things like him.
Right. 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 And there are in this world people like him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got broke pedophiles. I don't know how, you know, a lot of these guys is pretty much getting away with murder. You know, like in R. Kelly's case, it's different because he's pretty much a star or has been one and still in the game. But as far as everybody out here that's broke, ain't got no job, staying with their parents
right.
and shit, you know, how the fuck is they getting away with murder? You know what I mean?
Man, because in our community, man, we be silent on that shit. I spoke on this shit on shows several times, man. Motherfucker, remember in high school, when you was in high school, man, you still like in the 10th, 11th grade and shit, trying to holler at the little 12th grade chicks and the other chicks your age and shit, man. And these grown-ass niggas pulling up in their cars, they been graduated 10 years ago and shit, pillaging,
right,
picking
right.
up girls because they got up. Cars and shit. That shit been going on in our community and shit, but we like
man,
to be silent
shit
on
happened
shit.
To me.
You dig what I'm saying, man? Niggas been fucking 16-year-olds when they was 20 for 16 years and shit. You dig what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
And they fucking
right,
now.
Man.
Some of them niggas done fucked their daughters and don't even give a fuck because they still hunting in the same little territory they've been hunting in and shit. You dig
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
It's some foul motherfuckers,
up.
But motherfuckers don't speak on that shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Straight
it's
up.
Like,
straight
you
know, up.
That
shit
be pissing
that shit
me off.
Same happened to me.
Daughter.
Like,
that's why
I had an old soul, you know what I'm saying, as a youngster, you know what I'm saying? So I was like fucking older women while I was in junior high school. And, you know, I was looking at the chicks beside me like, no, that ain't what's happening. You ain't going to be with the shit. You know what I'm saying? And all in the same sense. But when I did gerundulate and try to go back into, you know, dating somebody my age, it seemed like as soon as I got her, it was like the older cats that I fucking hung out with are, you know, niggas that know I had a little older soul in me. They was like 2 months, 2 weeks later,
running a train on my bitch. I'm like, God dang, what's really going on with that? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, then he's swooping up. This was when the wrecks and effects and the bump and the sound was coming out. You know what I'm saying? Niggas used to pull up with the wreck songs and boom, 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 knocking pictures off your wall with nothing but bass. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I ain't got that shit. So my girls, so the girls are jump deep and jump fly with this guy because he's riding. He seemed mature, but he's still at the crib with moms, but he just got a car. And the girl, all the older women, the younger women would matriculate to going towards the older guys simply because of, you know, I guess less unfortunate or less swag or however you want to put that, man. And that's that's what happens. That's what happens a lot.
They seeking that father, man. That's what it is and shit, man.
Yeah, somebody that they feel like they secure with that can take care of them. You know what I'm saying? We could instead of walking to McDonald's, shit, we could ride.
I don't know. This is weird. We are pressing for time. I don't mean to cut you guys off, and I want to get this song in, and we're gonna pay some bills and come back. And we're gonna talk about the 7 important qualities. And I want to know one quality that you look for in a president. Now, I want you to think about that while we play this hero. Black Velvet. We're gonna come back.
Welcome, folks.
Y'all don't go nowhere.
Tune 325 Music House.
This your boy Hero. I smell something in the air. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love all women of all colors, but this one here is for my black beautiful women. My Black Velvet. My Black Velvet. See ya.
She been running through my mind all day.
All day.
When you're about to make some music, press play.
Press play.
Spoken word like a written essay.
Essay.
I change my mind. So it's the best way. Black Velvet. Hold up. Black Velvet.
It's you and I.
Yeah. We making love on Black Velvet. Hold up. Black Velvet.
It's you,
you know
and
what?
I
think her name is Black Velvet. Let's get it.
Hey, sitting back looking at a chair pie.
Look at that.
That pussycat be making Jared cry. She the truth, got me digging up a bare lot. Forming two sets of wings, bare fly. Is it real or I'm living in a cartoon? The big fish getting hooked with a harpoon. Go together like books in a smart room. Now I'm covered in residue from her perfume. Legs spread, I'ma bend it back. Hungry like a fat boy, where my dinner at? Step out of my zone, we can listen to some symphony. When I get you home, mark the moment, my epiphany. Look me in my eyes with a sexual smile. 9 months later, having destiny's child. Body on my mental, influential. Complicated, never simple. Break it down, reassemble, yeah.
She been running through my mind all day.
All day.
When you're about to make some music, press play.
Press play.
Like a written essay.
Essay.
I change my mind, so it's the best way. Black Velvet, hold up. Black Velvet,
it's you and I.
Yeah, we making love on Black Velvet, hold up. Black Velvet,
it's you,
you know
and
what?
I
think her name is Black Velvet. Let's get it.
Sucking love on my designated driver. Stay humble like the honorable Elijah. Slow head, give me plenty of saliva. She a co-ed educational provider. You ain't nothing like them other girls. I'm looking at a front page, you on cover, girl. Throw it back, let me see you swirl. Black queen with the god of the underworld. She got sugar in her blood from a sweetheart. My computer just froze, I'ma restart. She be off the chain when she head standing. Baby girl, I'm stoned, Grand Canyon. I know you can be my Cinderella. No music needed, I'ma rap it to your acapella. She not into any tours, no tonsils. Bet you not, she know I'm working with a monster, bitch.
She been running through my mind all day.
All day.
When you about to make some music, press play.
Press play.
Spoken word like a written essay.
Essay.
I change my mind, so it's the best way. Black Velvet, hold up. Black Velvet.
It's you and I.
Yeah. We making love on Black Velvet, hold up. Black Velvet.
It's you,
you know
and
what?
I
think her name is Black Velvet. Let's get it.
She's beautiful from the inner beauty that lies. Fantasy living with therapeutical vibes. Suitable exhibition on how she hitching a ride. I let you listen, I never muted the cry. I'm bringing in the mustard, baby, catch up. It's a brainstorm with a cloud to protect us. I can't front, she got crunch, special K. We ended up steamrolling in the Chevrolet. I'ma do my thing, you recline back. And see how long it take to make you climax. I'ma tear up your skirt. Sing it real good like I'm Jerry LaVert. Overheated, take it down to slow dancing. Enough talking, I was back to romancing. We on the move, taking rooms to go. Baby, I'm excited, give me room to grow.
She been running through my mind all day.
All day.
When you about to make some music, press play.
Press play.
Spoken word like a written essay.
Essay.
I change
You are now locked in to Grown Folks Business on Grind Hard Radio.
All right. You guys, we are back.
That was hard, that song.
I like that joint. That joint, that was fire. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. Yeah, I like him, Black Velvet. That was Hero, Black Velvet, you guys.
Shout out to Hero, man. You can follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, follow him over there on Twitter. At Hero325Music. Go over there and do that. Okay, now, let's see. I want to know one quality, Sleepy Hollow Witches, one quality you look for when you're looking for a president without an explanation, just the one quality you look for.
One quality in looking for a mate?
A president.
Oh, the president.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this whole election year is so topsy-turvy. It's like they got the whole thing set up for Hillary to win. If Donald Trump asked to get in there, I would be amazed, but I wouldn't mind. I'd probably vote for him myself just so we can see another assassination in our lifetime.
We ain't never seen that.
Son of a bitch. He put me onto that. He said, man, look, think about it. We ain't never seen a president get assassinated. It'll be fun to see it this year. So, hey, a president, he got to be real. Right now, ain't none of them being real. So, hey, I'm voting for Trump.
All right. All right, Uncle Ruckus. We got that going in.
Don't trust them new niggas over there.
Okay.
You don't know about the story about Catcher Freeman? Me.
Y'all are crazy as hell. I swear to God. John Trio, what is this thing you look for in a president?
I guess I would have to say militant. Very militant. I mean, because I feel like I want my president to be able to, you know, be able to see both sides of the fence, you know what I'm saying, comprised to going to war and then thinking about home and what you're fighting for, you know what I'm saying? So I would have to say very militant that, you know, he's served time in the military and did his thing for us to comprise to lead us.
Okay. All right. Sergeant Rock, one quality look for the president.
One quality that I look for when it comes to even just considering who the hell I'm going to vote for is, you know, a lot of presidents, you know, we haven't seen no president with no real genuine swag since Obama got in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, all the other presidents was like, I'm here, look at me, I'm the president. No, but when Obama got in, it was like, look at this man. This man ain't playing. I'm talking about he's clean cut. He's genuine. He speaks correctly, properly. You know what I'm saying? And has a good relationship as far as reaching the people. So a good quality that I would look for is how well are you reaching the people? And instead of saying what you're going to do for the people, put it into action. And then by the time the people find out about it, then they'll be more surprised as if, you know, a president say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. We hear that all the time. No, just do it, and then let the American people find out about it, and then it'll be a better, you know, reaction as far as, you know what I'm saying, keeping this country running right. You know, that would be a good quality I would look for. Who got the better swag in handling they self, you know what I'm saying,
okay,
and the public.
Okay. John Hayward,
what
quality do you look for in president?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. It's taking them too long to answer this one.
That's the answer right there, y'all. Fuck them. Fuck them all. Fuck them. Fuck them all.
I mean, it's a complex question, man. It's a simple but complex question, man. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't say purity and shit because you have to be corrupt to get to the point where people can even vote for you. You have to say, you know what I'm saying, like my brother said, he said militant, but I mean, you know, I know he meant, you know, a person who has served in the military, who has some type of, you know, service to the country, man, showed he willing to put his life on the line. So when he sent people over there, he experienced that. So you would say a word experience and shit. But I mean, it's like we live in a capitalist society, man, you know what I'm saying, that attempts to interject socialism into its foundation, which is impossible, man. You can't be for the people and make a dollar. It's just not like that. You just can't do it. So it's like, man, all of this shit is an experiment, man. So it's
can't
like it really don't matter. Yeah, it really don't even matter to me, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was one of them niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wasn't fooled, but I heard a nigga say it. When Obama got elected, it was a nigga with his hands on a hot-ass police car, man, trying to tell the police we got a black president. Shit done changed. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm not even no Obama dude, man. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of his policies was bullshit. I honestly agree with some of the little conservative white folks, man, that his weakness as an individual, man, attempting to show that he wasn't some warmongering black man and shit made the country weaker, man, and made us more vulnerable and shit. You dig what I'm saying? I don't never respect a nigga that keep drawing a line and erasing it. When he said, if you cross this red line, I'm going to do this. When they cross the line, he should have done that. So, you know, it's like, man, I just want a motherfucker, man, to be an honorable dude, as he see it, a principled individual, not prideful, principled individual. That's the word I can say. You know what I'm saying? Because that incorporates a lot of things, whatever his principles are to do what he needs to do to get the job done. You know, but at the end of the day, man, you know, we all know. That's why they won't get rid of Electoral College. They can't hide their bullshit, man, if they get rid of Electoral College. So, you know, it don't. I just want the answer to be nice, man. Participate.
Yeah. All right. Now, these are the seven things that were listed that you should look for in a good president. The first thing was charisma. The president has to be likable. He or she has to be able to attract a following and arouse a feeling of enthusiasm among people.
Swag.
Now, it's not like what you guys were saying. And number two, record. Anyone who wants to be a president should have a good history. You have to have a clean record because they will ask for it. So,
medals.
You know, you have that. Three is character. America needs a president who's reputable for doing things what is right. And someone who is upright, respectful, and who can be trusted to govern the country with integrity. A model to young people and our society. Number four, public speaking. It's not about oratory, but it's about the ability to communicate effectively in a way that touches people and instills confidence. Not as far as public speaking goes. The president has to do a whole lot of speaking. They need to be able to write and execute a speech. And be able to talk. One problem I had with President is that he could not do a speech to save his life. I don't know who was writing for him or whatever, but that was the one problem I had with him. He just couldn't ever deliver for me in that area. Okay, leadership is what is the purpose of a president if not for leadership? So you got to have some type of leadership. Intelligence and knowledgeability. You don't have to be a genius or know astronomy, but you do have to be intelligent by more than average. And a public spirit, and that means willingness to do good for the people and the society. So those were their thoughts. I want everybody to tell you guys how they can find and follow us. We don't have call. We got like 60 seconds, so we're going to start with Chop Trio. Tell everybody how they can follow you.
Yeah, you can follow me at on Instagram at King Rashard, and also by email is toachievemillions@gmail.com, and of course Facebook, Andre Chop Trill.
Okay, Sleepy Aloysius, how can I get a hold of you on social media?
You can follow me on Facebook at ULYSSES,
CLARK. This is Clark. I'm coming also on Twitter at Sleepy Aloysius. That's LEEPYE. No, SLEEPY. ALLOWISHES.
Okay. All right, Sergeant Rock, how can I get you?
All right, everybody, you can hit me up Facebook at Anthony DJ Sergeant Rock Hale, that's H-A-L-E on Facebook. You can email me at djsergeantrock48@gmail.com. And you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday right here on Ground Hard Radio, Blog Talk Network's number one radio for the internet world, because we run the matrix.
All right, that's what's up. God, hey, Ruth.
Hey, man, you can follow me on Twitter, man, at Hey Raku Reborn. That's ATRUKHUTIREBORN. You can follow me on Twitter, but if I see your ass behind me on the streets promoting the block, you're going to get dropped.
That's what's happening. Follow me at CBIRD3YRD34. You guys know we are out of here. I'm telling you, Blog Talk Radio.
Son of a bitch.